بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد In the Fajr Salah, our respected Imam, he recited the last five verses of Surah Al-A'la, wherein Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبَقَى إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى Five verses of Surah Al-A'la. Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us just two prescriptions for absolute success. Two prescriptions for absolute success. And these two prescriptions are such that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that these advices have been given thousands of years ago to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and it was recorded in the sahifa that was given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. These advices were such that thousands of years ago, it was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and recorded in the Torah given to Musa alayhi salam. Allah refers to these two so that we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, value and appreciate these advices. Who will give us advices that was given thousands of years ago to Ibrahim alayhi salam? Who will record to us the advices that was given thousands of years ago to Musa alayhi salam? And here we are, thousands of years later, we are the beneficiaries of the same advice. So Almighty Allah Ta'ala refers to it, إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى These advices, it came in the previous books, in the sahifa given to Ibrahim alayhi salam and to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What are these two advices? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى Allah speaks about قَدْ أَفْلَحَ Indeed successful. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, in another verse of the Quran al-Kareem with the same words, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ He says that no word in Urdu can adequately translate this qad aflaha. When that can't be in Urdu, where can it be translated in English, when the English language is more restricted than the Urdu language? But generally we translate it as absolute success lies in two things. Qad tazakka, qad aflaha man tazakka. The person cleanses himself, purified himself. Remove filth and dirt from his heart. The filth and dirt of wrong aqidah, wrong belief. And the filth and dirt of all the spiritual diseases that are in his heart. And one effective way of doing that is, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى The person take the name of Allah, make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he performs salah. We look at this verse, Allah refers to making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A very effective way of connecting with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and attaching ourselves with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he made a request to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He said, O Allah, allimni shay'an askurk. Teach me something, tell me something. That I could make your zikr, I could remember you. So Allah Ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a personality that had a lot of jalal in him. And he would not withhold in saying whatever he wanted to say. So he told to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, كُلُّ شَيْيَسْكُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Everyone says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ I want something special. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Everybody says. But for me to connect with you, tell me something special. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. لَوْ أَنَّ السَّبَوَاتِ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضِ السَّبْعَ فِي كَفَّ ولا إله إلا الله في كفة لما that لا إله إلا الله. That if the seven skies and the seven earth did a powerful gigantic creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, seven skies, seven earth is on one side of the pen, on the scale, and just la ilaha illallah, one time la ilaha illallah. What does it take for to come out from the mouth? Hardly anything, not even a minute. If that is on one side of the scale, just the saying la ilaha illallah is more weightier than the seven skies and the seven earth. This is the value of la ilaha illallah, and this is what Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. That make the zikr turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, جَدِّدُوا إِمَانَكُمْ. Renew your iman. Now we do have iman. We believe in Allah. What's the point of saying la ilaha illallah when we already got iman? Because la ilaha illallah means no one worthy of worship but Allah. We do believe it. We proclaim it. Our entire iman is based on that. Despite that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, jadidu imanakum. Make tajdeed, renew your iman. So sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, kaifa nujaddidu imanana? How should we renew our iman? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, أَكْثِرُوا قَوْلَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say la ilaha illallah a lot. From this we understand, not just saying one time la ilallah, this collectively would 100 times, 200 times, la ilaha illallah, reading it, it is extracted from this hadith. This is not something bid'ah, this is not something that is new, this is not something that is not based on the Quran and the hadith. We understand all this from the Quran and hadith. We would not do anything that is not part of the Quran and hadith. Whatever we do, zikr, etc., if it's in conformity to the Quran and hadith, there's barakat in it, there's nur in it. Reading this la ilaha illallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَكْثِرُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ قَبْلَ أَن يُحَالَ الْمَوْتِ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهَا بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهَا. Read, increase this la ilaha illallah before death comes between you and the saying of la ilaha illallah. Allah gave us life. Why have we got the life? Value this life. Appreciate it. We don't know when our meter of life is going to end. When the meter of life is going to end. Some of us are close to 60, some of us are close to 70. Allah knows how long. Allah give us barakah in our life. We aspire for life, not because we just want to live in this dunya. We aspire for life so that every minute we can connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and make investment for the akhirat. Allah created us to worship Him. Allah created us to make His zikr, to remember Him. And therefore, we should take advantage of this opportunity. Take our time in the mornings. Take our time in the evening. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Life is going to carry on with all the commitments of life. But if we are not going to take out the time to make our zikr, the time will still pass by. And we will be the losers. So let us take our time. It's in the morning, in the evening, Allah told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِ. Keep yourself back in the morning, in the evening, to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that person who said, La ilaha illallah, with ikhlas, Allah will save him from the fire of Jahannam. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa ma ikhlasuha? What is the ikhlas? The sign of sincerity of saying, La ilaha illallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the sign of this ikhlas, saying La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, is that the person now stays away from guna, stays away from sins. This shows from this hadith, the very saying of La ilaha illallah, making this zikr, you renew your iman, it had an impact. Now you resent guna, you resent sins. It's a very effective way for our Islam and our reformation. In fact, saying this La ilaha illallah, it is a means of our shafa'at, intercession on the day of Qiyamah. How often we make dua, Allah, when we die on the plains of Hashar, grant us the shafa'at, the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a dua we aspire for. We want the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man as'adun nas bi shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah? Imam Bukhari rahmatullah mentioned this hadith in Kitab al-Ilm, and he speaks in the context of having, desiring to increase your knowledge. So Abu Huraira asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man as'adun nas bi shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah? That who will be most fortunate with your shafa'a on the day of Qiyamah? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira, I knew that nobody besides you will ask me this question first. Because I saw your hirs, your desire, how greedy you are to increase your ilm and your knowledge. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, As'adu an-nasi bi shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah man qal la ilaha illallah. That person who says La ilaha illallah, he says with ikhlas, he says with sincerity, that person will be most fortunate to get my shafa'a on the day of Qiyamah. We just saying the zikr, we just saying the La ilaha illallah, but look at the effect of it. It increases, it renews our iman. It's a means for us to die in the state of iman. It's a means of saving us from the punishment of the qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, we get the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What else do we want after that? And therefore, understand, in this world, people have to manufacture something. You'll see, more important than manufacturing it, they spend much more time in advertising it. So that the product sell. To manufacture a product is fine. We spend more time in advertising it so that the product can sell. Here, there's La ilaha illallah. And how many ahadiths Nabi Kareem has mentioned to us so that this La ilaha illallah, this adat, this habit comes into us. Brothers, Allah grant us tawfiq. Allah grant us the ability. We make adjustments in our lives. In the morning, in the evening, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, take out that time and engage in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when a person makes zikr in this dunya, that zikr is now converted into a personification under the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It makes zikr under the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, representing the reciter. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, if anyone of you can help it, to have your representative under the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then let it be so. We are here. We can't reach the arsh of Allah. An easy method, make the zikr of Allah. Our zikr now will be under the arsh of Allah, representing us in the court of Allah. What an easy way for us to connect to Almighty Allah. So Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat, brothers. Let us make adjustments. Every morning here in Masjid al-Saliheen, in the back after Hadha Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahab's program, there is a zikr program. Come and join here. Take part in this program. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Thursday night this program. If you can't come to the masjid, any other masjid where there is ulama having zikr program, go and join. And don't only confine it to that, create an adat and habit of making zikr in your own personal life. In the mothers, the sisters at home, create an adat and habit of zikr. Hadha Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi's kitab, Fazailul Amal. In that day, the chapter Fazailul Zikr. Very, very good, very, very effective. 5 minutes every day, just read it. Just read few verses, few chapters from there to understand what is the value of zikr. Today, we get hold of any book, we read it, it has an effect on us, we act on that. A human being, my nature is stealthy. What comes in your brain, you want to act on that. So, let's get hold of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi's Fazail-e-Amal. Read one page, half a page, one hadith there, you can't attach any value to it, you can't attach any price to it. It's great amount of value. There's so many incidents there of Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi' Tabi'in. It was their adat, it was their habit. They would take out special time to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The other day I spoke about Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam. He used to make zikr. And our ulama mentioned that if you take out time every day, a specific time, specific place. Specific time, specific place to make zikr. Allah will put noor in that time, Allah will put barakat in that place. And the dalil, the proof for that is, Allah speaks about Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in one particular place. He had a beautiful voice. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then appointed the mountains nearby was tayra mahshura, and the birds that would fly, they used to join in the zikr of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. From this the ulama mentioned that if a person take out specific time, specific place, Allah will put noor in the time, Allah will put barakat in the time, in the place, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make the entire area conducive for him to make the zikr. So let us create a garden of zakirin. Biggest fikr is create a mahol of zikr. As a Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi fikr, my Shaykh Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Hasan Gangohi rahmatullah fikr, the fikr of our akabirin, create an environment, a mahol of zikr in our masajid, in our homes, wherever we go. And the barakat of zikr, don't ever underestimate it. It keeps a person away from guna. It brings about solutions to various challenges of our life. And most importantly, every one of us, we desire just one thing in life. Why do we have such beautiful homes? Why do we have such beautiful mattresses? Why do we have the best of cars? Why do we have the best of cell phones? Just so that we get itminan, comfort. Brothers, these are means of comfort. But actual comfort comes from Allah. Ala bi zikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. Behold, Allah tells us, behold, hold on, stop, think, ponder. You're looking for itminan? Bi zikrillah. It is the zikr of Allah. Connect, attach ourselves to Allah. See the sukoon and peace we get in that. If the kings that own all the palaces of this world, if they come to know the reality and what is inside the zikr, they'll abandon everything and they'll only come into zikr. Here, without the comfort of the world and without the millions that we may have, here we got the zikr directly from Allah to attach ourselves to Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Take our time, brothers, mothers, sisters at home. Create that mahol in your home and make our children also. Mothers and the sisters at home, they play a very effective role. The men folk, fine, they probably come. But if the mothers push them to go in the masjid, the zikr gathering, or in the houses you create the zikr mahol environment, inshallah, the entire quality of our life will change. Now, the house will be a different house. It will be a house of love, muhabbat and harmony. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, three times qul huwallahu ahad. Then, the three tasbihat, the first one, la ilaha illallah. And I told y'all, when we make in this zikr, then, la ilaha, it starts off from the negative. No one worthy of worship but Allah. And through that, we remove ghairullah from the heart, we put Allah in our heart. You see our houses? When a person builds a house, with the dirt inside, nobody furnishes the house when there's dirt inside. You remove the dirt, and then you furnish the house. Likewise, that the dirt that's inside our hearts, remove it. Then we furnish our hearts with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then you'll see the enjoyment of that. Illallah, only Allah, only Allah. Tere siwa maqsood haqiqi koi nahi. Tere siwa ma'bood haqiqi koi nahi. Tere siwa mawjood haqiqi koi nahi. There's no one, there's no real maqsood purpose of life besides you, O my Allah. There's no real existence in life besides you, O my Allah. And there is siwa mahbub haqiqi koi nahi. And there's no real lover besides you, O my Allah. Al-Khaja Majzub used to say that right till the end of my life, abto rahe taada be akhir, wird zuba e mere ilah. That now till the last moment of my life, if there's anything that I live for, is to take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq, and that we really push ourselves to take our 10, what is 10 minutes, what is 15 minutes? Sometimes we just talk with people, then hours will pass by. But if we structure our life, 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the morning and evening, just to give for the sake of zikr, then see where, what spiritual heights will reach. Allah grant us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.